Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm very excited about having Vern Wheelwright on the show. Not his first visit with us, but not his last. He's the author of the brand new book, Small Business Foresight, The Future of Your Business. He is a professional educated futurist, ladies and gentlemen, and we're glad he's here. Vern, thanks again for being here. I want you to take the last segment and give us a little tour of what you see coming at small business owners, your trends that you see coming at us. You write about these in your book. What are some things that we might not be aware of that you think we're going to be seeing more and more of coming at us?
Well, I think one of the trends that actually I don't talk enough about in my book is the single person business. We have more than 25 million small businesses in this country who are single persons.
They're part of the gig economy, aren't they now? We call it the gig economy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's partly because of computers. We have the ability, and this is what has helped my business grow, the ability to do so much with the computer. And I think that as we see the pressure on wages and our young people can't get a job that'll pay them more than $20 an hour and they can't raise a family on it, they're going to start more and more small businesses because a lot of businesses are going to disappear. At the same time, AI, artificial intelligence, is coming in, and it's going to be a revolution beyond the computer, and it's going to create opportunities for people who want to start their own business and have a little bit of knowledge about it.
It's going to be great opportunity. That's the thing about what's going on right now, Vern. I want you to talk about this a little bit. So many things, more than ever before, are hitting us fast that are at the same time great potential opportunity, but also great potential disruption. And the reason we need to pay attention to this is because we're going to land on one side or the other of that two-edged sword, aren't we? We're either going to be helped by the opportunity or we're going to be cut by the disruption.
Well, you're exactly right. And if you look at the past, we've had these disruptions before. When automobiles came into existence, the horse and cart business went out of business. And it was huge disruption. But huge opportunities.
But what's different now, it seems to me, Vern, I want to ask you about this. What's different now is the velocity of those things hitting us. You know what I mean? There's just a lot of them and come in very fast. What do you think? Isn't that really the difference?
I think fast is probably the most important because things do change fast. Now, I remember when we were in future school at University of Houston, there was a huge concern about global warming, and that was coming in our future. Well, okay, less than 20 years later, here it is. We're in it. And you can see it in the wildfires in California, and that's just the start.
The wildfires are also helped by bad utility policies too. That's one thing we have to point out. Hey, Vern, I got about 45 seconds left. Last thoughts. Send us off with a good note.
Okay.
What do you think?
Opportunities for small business are outstanding. But my concern is that small business owners have to look further than day to day, just making the next payroll or getting the next product out. They have to look further into their future and have a destination, know where they are going.
Well said. VernWheelwright.com, is that one of the ways we can find you?
Yes.
Thank you, Vern. The book is called Small Business Foresight, The Future of Your Business by Vern Wheelwright, PhD. Vern, good job today. Will you come back?
Certainly.
Thank you for being here. Vern Wheelwright, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.